Okay, so you're ready for another deep dive.
Yeah.
Right. Today, we're looking at AI.
AI.
Of course,
Yes.
like it's not always AI these days,
That
right?
well.
But we've got a ton of news, like from everywhere, all the top tech sources,
Yeah.
and it really feels like,
Well, it is moving fast.
it's moving fast. There's so much happening. So we're going to talk about AI search engine wars. Like, is that a thing?
Yeah.
You know those AI assistants that are like living in your browser now,
Oh, yeah.
and even some controversy with AI. So
Right. Always.
always. So we're going to be talking about Meta, obviously Google, Apple, OpenAI, even Elon Musk is in the mix, of course.
Right.
But luckily, we've got you here,
Yeah.
to kind of make sense of it all, right? To kind of connect the dots and like tell us what it all means, because it's like I read all this stuff and I'm like, okay, but what does it mean?
Right.
So to start off, let's talk about Meta. They're building this AI search engine. Yeah, it's interesting. So like imagine you're like, I don't know, you're searching for the best hiking boots or something, right? But instead of like just a list of websites,
Right, yeah.
this engine is like using AI to consider like where you are, like location, budget, maybe even like your past purchases to figure out
Oh,
what
wow.
you actually need.
Like very, very personalized.
Super personalized. But I mean, what does that mean? Like, what are the implications of that, right? Is it good? Is it bad?
Well, so, I mean, the good thing is that competition in search, having more players in the game, it should really push everyone to innovate. And that's really good for users, you and me.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think, like you were sort of hinting at, it raises a lot of questions about how all these companies are using our data, right? I mean, more personalized results usually means
They
that,
need more data, yeah.
exactly, they need more data about you.
Right. So more personalization maybe means less privacy, potentially. Okay, so speaking of personalization, Google's working on this new AI assistant,
Oh, right, Jarvis.
Jarvis. And it's supposed to be, well, they say it's like a personal assistant that like lives in your
In your
browser.
browser.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And it can do all this crazy stuff like filling out forms, finding deals, summarizing articles, like
Oh, boy.
pretty much anything you don't want to do.
Right. That's amazing.
Sounds amazing. Too good to be true, almost, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, the idea is really to streamline all those little tasks that we do online all the time, Like almost everyone has to do them, but they're kind of a pain.
Yeah.
So think of it, I guess, like an extension of what we're already seeing with Google Assistant and things like that. But it's really going deeper, I think, understanding your habits and all your preferences online.
Wow.
Yeah. But of course, any tool that has that level of access to your browsing, to everything you're doing online, it raises some big privacy questions around
Right.
what data is Jarvis collecting? What are they going to do with it? That's something we have to be careful about.
Absolutely. Something to keep an eye on for sure. And then there's Apple. Always got to talk about Apple. They announced the new iMac
Right.
and new colors, faster chip, all the things you expect from a new iMac, but
Right.
like no big AI reveal, right? So I'm thinking, are they falling behind in this whole AI race?
That's a good question. I don't think so. Not necessarily. Apple, they've always had this like integrated approach to AI, right?
Integrated.
Yeah, like so it's not so much about these big standalone AI products, It's more about like weaving AI into the whole Apple user experience, right?
Okay.
So it's kind of subtle sometimes, but think about it, You've got facial recognition that unlocks your phone. Siri's getting better at understanding what you want, Even how your iPhone sorts your photos automatically, like based on faces.
Oh, yeah.
That's AI, right?
Right. It's just kind of working in the background. Okay, that makes sense. But then you have Meta. They're doing something completely different. They're releasing this open source podcast generator,
Oh, yeah.
which, like, what does that even mean? Why is that a big deal?
Well, so open source means that anyone can use this technology, right? Anyone can modify it, improve it. It's almost like, giving away the secret recipe, right?
Okay,
And
yeah.
that can lead to like a huge amount of creativity and innovation, right? Because you have all these independent creators who can now access tools that they wouldn't have been able to before, right?
Right.
And it could totally level the playing field, I think, in podcasting.
Interesting. So it's like Meta's being very open,
Yeah, very open.
but then you have OpenAI CEO. He's busy like shutting down rumors.
Debunking.
Debunking rumors, yeah. But
Yeah.
this like super advanced Orion model that
Yeah.
everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
It feels like there's so much AI hype these days.
Oh, totally.
Like, how do we even know what to believe?
It is tricky. You
Yeah.
know, there's so much noise, so many headlines, but not all of it is accurate or even, you know, reliable.
Right.
So I think stick to reputable sources,
right.
you know, be wary of those like super sensational headlines. And just remember, you know, that real AI breakthroughs, they take time, right? It's not an overnight thing.
Right, right.
Don't just like believe everything you hear.
Okay, good advice. So, you know, while all these companies are focused on AI, for like us, the consumers,
yeah.
IBM's over here doing their own thing, they're releasing these compact AI models that are like specifically for businesses.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, why are they doing that?
Well, I think IBM is really, you know, looking ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
They see the potential of AI to completely change industries. And these smaller, more efficient AI models, they're actually like easier for businesses to use, right?
Well,
even if they don't have like a ton of computing power or resources.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, we could see AI optimizing supply chains, predicting financial trends, even personalizing those like customer service interactions.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's not all good news, though, is it? I mean, there are some studies out there saying that there are errors in AI-generated medical transcripts.
Yeah.
And, like, that's a little scary, honestly.
It is a little bit worrying, right? I think it reminds us that even with all the advancements, you know, even though AI is getting really good at things, it's not perfect.
Yeah.
These tools can be super useful, but they need to be supervised, right?
Yeah.
Especially in these sensitive areas like healthcare, human review, it's still essential, I think.
Absolutely. Okay, and of course, we have to talk about Elon Musk. I feel like every week we're talking about something he's doing. So his AI platform, Grok, just got like a major upgrade. They added visual processing, so now it can understand images, not just text.
Yeah, big step.
Big step. So like, what does that even mean for Grok, right? What can it do now?
Well, this really puts Grok into the what we call multimodal AI category, right?
Mm, multimodal.
Yeah. So that means it can combine like different senses.
Yeah.
In this case, it's vision and language. So it learns and interacts with the world in a much more human-like way.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So imagine Grok like analyzing medical images, right?
Yeah.
Identifying objects in real time. Maybe even like generating art based on visual input.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the potential is huge, but, you know, so are the ethical concerns, right? When you have a technology this powerful.
Yeah, for sure. And those ethical questions are getting even bigger because, you know, there's this global AI race happening now, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to be the leader in AI. And even the U.S. National Security Advisor is, like, stressing how important it is for the U.S. to, you know, stay ahead. What do you think about all that?
Well, I think it shows how important AI is becoming on, like, the global stage. It's seen as the key to economic and technological power, right?
Yeah.
So countries are pouring tons of money into research and development because they know AI is going to shape the future of everything, you know, industries, defense, even global power, like you said.
What?
The implications are huge. And I think it's not just about who has the, like, the most advanced AI, right?
Right.
It's also about how it's developed and used. Like, how do we use this power responsibly?
It's a lot to think about. But luckily, you know, there's help out there if you want to learn more. Jamga Tech just, they released an app. It's called AI and Machine Learning for Dummies PRO. And it's like, it's specifically designed to make all these complex AI concepts easier to understand. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I think it's perfect for like anyone who wants to dig deeper into AI, you know.
I think that's a great idea, actually, because, you know, the more we understand about AI, the better we're able to deal with the impact it has on our lives, right? So tools like that are, like, really important for helping people learn and not be intimidated by AI.
Yeah, I totally agree. Okay, so big takeaway here, right? AI is moving fast. There are amazing breakthroughs happening all the time, but also, you know, some things we need to be cautious about. But with all this happening, like, what does it all mean? What does the future hold for AI? And how's it going to affect, like, our lives? What are you most excited about? What are you kind of worried about?
Yeah, it's, like, it's definitely an exciting time to be paying attention to AI, right? But it's also a time when we need to be really thoughtful about the choices we make. Because, you know, the choices we make about AI now are really going to shape the world we live in, you know, in the future. So it's up to all of us to be informed and engaged.
That's a great point. Okay, well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been a fascinating conversation, and we'll definitely be back soon to talk about, whatever crazy AI stuff happens next week.
Oh, I'm sure there will be something.
There's always something.